Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about an elder statement, an elder statesman in this game, David Ramsey. David Ramsey. Shout out to Dave Ramsey. Before I say this, I want to preference this by saying I have no issue with Dave Ramsey, man.
I actually like Dave a lot.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff for the financial literacy community, help people get out of debt. You know, he's done some good things. He had a thing where he said how to invest your money.
I got it right here.
Invest in mutual funds, spread equally in 4 categories: growth and income, aggressive growth, international, real estate, paid in full. Don't invest in singular stocks, Bitcoin, or any cryptocurrency, whole life insurance policies, annuities, bonds, micro investing, REITs, ETFs, and CDs. David.
I clipped that
when I saw that. I looked at it, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm everything on the don't list. Thanks, David.
David.
He's trying to keep us there. You want to keep us there, Ian.
There's a different strategy for, and I've used his baby blueprint to get out of debt. I tell everyone that's the formula I use to get out of debt. But I think for us that are black and brown or lower income, once you get out of debt, what happens? Magically, some big debt or an accident happens and all of a sudden you go back in. I understand he may have a position, but it's not based on stats. Everyone, I want you to tell me, what is the 11-year return for Bitcoin? I'm not the hugest fan of crypto, right? But I've been investing in it since 2013. I know a lot of people like to talk, but there, I didn't see your face at these conferences at Money Show in 2014. I'm gonna be real. Single stocks: Apple, Microsoft, AMD, Tesla, Nvidia. Even you could throw a Micron. It's a huge mistake to not invest in single stocks. I like to hedge with indexes or ETFs. I agree, no CDs. I agree with if you can pay real estate off in cash, better to not have the debt. But I think in this situation, he was overlevered. And I think what he's trying to prevent people from doing is to be in an overlevered situation where the loan gets called. I get it, because I'm big on no debt. But to say no Bitcoin, no crypto of any kind, no single stocks. I think no ETFs.
No ETFs?
It's the safest damn bet you can make in a market. So if you guys just go look, don't believe me, and don't believe Dave or Troy or Rashad, and Rashad's in a good mood today because I thought he was going to be on bullshit like me. go look at the 5-year and 10-year return and go to year-to-date return, ytdreturn.com, and compare mutual funds versus ETFs, mutual funds versus Apple and Microsoft, and you can see what the growth is over time, and that'll tell you everything that you need to know. If you should,
it's not comparable
at all.
It's not comparable. I'll save you the time. It's not even comparable. So when I saw that, I was just like, wow.
All time return for Tesla is like 24 or 28,000%. How could you stay out of that? I don't know how.
The part that I don't understand is he's saying don't invest in ETFs, but invest in mutual funds. Mutual funds are kind of similar to ETFs. And then he's saying invest in a growth mutual fund. So if you're in a growth mutual fund, let's take a mutual fund like Franklin Dynatech Fund, who I actually like that mutual fund.
It's a good one.
But it's very comparable to QQQ. What is really the difference, except for it's more expensive? So why are you encouraging people to invest? I could see if you said an index fund. I don't understand why you're encouraging people to invest in mutual funds, but not ETFs, when ETFs are very similar to mutual funds. Like
this mutual funds cost more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. I just don't understand that. If he said just invest in the S&P 500, that would make more sense.
And international exposure is trash. Name me 5 companies overseas that are outperforming American stocks. Jeopardy music, somebody. Mike, cut this in.
I'll wait.
There aren't many. Spotify? Like, come on. There may be like 5 good companies. And if China didn't have the rule that it did over its regime, but I will stay out of international affairs. You can argue Alibaba would probably be way better, but right now,
not so.
Yeah, Shopify may be the only one. Yeah, kudos.
Yeah, there was a great article in Forbes today about Shopify. Well, Spotify, not Shopify. I'm sorry. I'll talk about that later.
And I also don't understand when he says not to invest in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency. I don't understand that. I can understand not investing in things that you don't understand. And if you don't understand it, you shouldn't invest it before you're educated. But when you see JP Morgan, when you see all of these big institutions, all of these banks buying up cryptocurrency, buying up Bitcoin at rapid rates, high level of adoption. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you're talking about something that is not going to go away tomorrow.
It has an institutional floor and ceiling, and everyone knows the ranges in between, and it's a safe haven, you know. But this is key why I tell you guys to read so much, so you don't become a dinosaur. Like, if we ever get to 15% interest, you're going to hear me have a completely different take on 2 Tech 2 Index. I'm going to say throw it away. Doesn't work. Go all JP Morgan. Shout out to Nicole.
Who's back?
And the environment, yeah, and the environment that we're in right now, low interest rate, low capital. 2 Index 2 Tech works perfectly. You have to know when your strategy will break down. But yeah, I think it's a huge mistake to say not to invest in anything but mutual funds.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Growth and income. So, but I love Dave. You know, I just don't like that take. It's wrong.
Yeah, I think that the new age retail investor, that's just, they're going to look at that like, what are mutual funds, number one? What are bonds? They know cryptocurrency. They know singular stocks, right? It's just a new way of investing, and people, this is their introduction into investing. And so not to say, not knocking mutual funds or bonds, but this is what this age group, this new revolution, this is their introduction into investing. At some point, maybe they'll explore those things. But right now, ETFs, individual stocks, crypto for sure, and real estate.
You're done.
That's where they're at.
You're done, Dave.
Dunzo.
Thank God I don't got it. I don't have a meeting there tomorrow.
Don't panic. Don't panic. Don't panic.
He needs an adjustment. I'll say that everyone needs to be aware of what is coming.
Shout out to being in the business charts.
Shout out to Dave, man.
He put a funny one on us.
Shout out to Dave, man.
He put a funny one on us.
Shout out to you too, man. We got 7,700 people on the check-in. This is a big show. Big show. All right. Billionaire investor Ray Dalio. So it was crazy. Ian said this in the group chat, but I actually had put it in my story like 2 minutes before he sent it in the group chat. Mm-hmm. He made news. He wrote a new book, and he says that America's decline will not only up in portfolios, but it will up in lives.
Lives.
He's predicting that the economic decline of America will lead to a war. He even said a civil war. He said it's a 30%.
Civil? I thought he said just a
if you look on the other one that I posted, he says it's a 30% chance of a civil war. That is a little too far, right? I think. But he's saying that the China's strength, America's weakening of the dollar, inflation, putting so much capital out there, our debt has jeopardized national security and will lead to the downfall of this empire.
Yeah. Polarization, widening wealth gaps, inflation, and the fact that China can compete with us, like really, and some people may argue surpass us.
Yep. And what's the number one movie in China right now? Somebody put it in chat. Because now you have the propaganda side, me being on the marketing side. If you study the history of PR with Edward Bernays, which is Sigmund Freud's relative, the number one movie in China right now is a war movie about how they defeat us.
Is it really? Wow.
Oh, baby.
And so we watch a Pixar movies.
And on top of that, in 1 month, Elon, Bezos, and Jack have sold a considerable amount of their portfolios and telling you that it's for tax reasons. Okay. The last time this happened was right before the crash of 2020. They're telling you the writing is on the wall that a pullback or hard crash is going to come very, very soon in the next probably 2 years, which I've been telling you guys for the last probably 12 or 13 months. So
let me ask you this, because I just, you know, I get these random thoughts sometimes. And as I was coming over here, I just had a random thought, like, you know, we put so much money, especially as you start to get more and more money in your brokerage account. And, you know, you put money in the brokerage account and you're putting this money into the bank and all that. What happens? What happens if this thing just falls apart? And it's like, I don't know. Like, what if I know that's a very slim chance. You know, it's always a doomsday situation. But
you
it's
always
like,
have to plan for those events.
Yeah. So should you have physical cash? Should you have gold bars? Like, what is your gold bars?
People say that about gold bars, like, if what can you actually trade them for if we're in a disaster area? You actually put your family in more danger having cash and gold on hand in the environments in which we grew up.
So you're saying, like, is it like an I Am Legend situation or like what are we talking?
But I mean, I don't want to be like a doomsday, obviously, but, you know, it's something to consider, because especially when you start to have a lot of money, let's say 80% of your wealth is on, you know, whatever portfolio, it's an app, right? What happens? What happens if anything happens? What if something happens?
You have to make sure, this is a good question. You have to have your money in a brokerage that is well capitalized. So if there is a run on the brokerage, which is different from a run on the bank, do they have enough reserves for your trade still to be able to go through? Also, this is what I'll tell you guys, mark off 50% from the highs and 75% from the highs. Those are the places in which you want to buy. Then you need to look at the companies they've acquired, the founders and chairmen, to see have they been at other banks or brokerages in which they have went under and they got bought, because if so, chances are very high that they're going to go under. That's why I love TD Ameritrade. I know if anything happens, it will take an act of God for them to go under. Different. Now, if you got a little smaller rinky dink brokerage, money may not be there tomorrow. For those of you that trade on a non-top 10 platform, you should probably max out at maybe $500,000 or $600,000 in trading profits inside of there in case. And also read like the actual disclaimers that they give you. What happens if the market goes under? Yeah, you have to be mindful of these things.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.